a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I mean, this guy's not wrong. Sometimes the world is a little cynical.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to turn that frown upside down. That's why we do the Vibe Check on PXY. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking
in.
Look at all our friends weighing in this morning. Where are they at, Breeze?
Hello, friends. What's the vibe? Tell us everything. We have Gina here.
What's up, Gina?
Gina says, Moose, Breeze, feeling good this morning. Because it's the start of my weekend. Wow. We love a four-day weekend.
Yeah, we do. I mean, unless she has to go into work on Sunday, which would suck.
Yeah, that would
It's a day of rest.
No one should work on Sunday.
Sunday is for brunch.
It's the Lord's Day.
Bottomless Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, if anybody has a good place to be able to do that, hit me up. Come through.
Let's go out.
I'm open to suggestions.
Shall we?
And where people do
that. Lindsay's here. Lindsay says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because I got all of my kids' Halloween costumes made. I love a homemade costume. I really do.
Do we not? That's what's up.
It just shows effort, creativity. It's important. It's very, very important.
Just one less thing you have to worry about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And Sarah's also here, and she says, good morning. Vibes are okay today. Just getting stressed about the weekend. I don't know what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, me either, girl. I have no idea. Got to look in the old closet. See what's in there. I got so many old Halloween costumes, though. Woody from Toy Story. FBI agents. The Hulk. Hulk Hogan. I don't know. There's so much crap.
Hulk Hogan. Oh, Hulk Hogan. I mean, maybe you can be him this year after all the press he's gotten these last couple of months.
I was thinking of going as an extraterrestrial stripper. You merge the two together like a hybrid.
Right.
Got some time to figure it out.
Okay, let us know how that goes. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are sky high. Why are they? I got a lot to do after work.
Yeah.
I ended the day at Lumos yesterday. That was really nice.
Yeah.
I went in the cold plunge. Then I did the 162 degree sauna for 40 minutes. It was just, yeah, you got to put your body in shock. You got to reset the Nintendo every now and then. You know what I mean, you guys? It's just a good way to de-stress.
I was there yesterday too. I must have just missed you.
Came home. Poured a lovely glass of Chardonnay, wore a nice sheet mask.
Okay.
Who am I? And then I made some chicken and rice. It was a lovely evening.
You're on the downtrend with the weight, so the chicken and rice is probably keeping it all together.
Yeah.
You know?
The quinoa.
I'm
absolutely shredding, you guys.
it's cutting season, baby.
What's up with you?
I'm in my new sweatsuit from Costco, so I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. It's very nice. It looks comfy.
It's buttery soft. I got lunch yesterday with my mom, and she was like, I just went to Costco and got this sweatsuit. What do I gotta do? Go to Costco, get the sweatsuit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Kirkland throws down when
they
it comes to their clothing.
They really do. I don't hate it. So, yeah. You got to stay comfy yet cute.
Did you see the Christmas decorations up?
Where?
Costco.
Oh, in Costco? Oh, I don't know. I was on a mission for the sweatsuit. I didn't really look.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're there.
It's pretty big in there. Thank you guys so much for the vibes this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. You can hit us up on that line throughout the entire morning until 10 a.m. this morning. Also, by the way, download that free Odyssey app. It's your chance to win $5,000. Just listen to Breezy and I for an hour each morning, or PXY in general, to be automatically entered into that nationwide contest. It's free money, baby.
Yeah.
Coming up for the big story of the day, Ontario Beach Park is the potential future site of a monument. And some people are just, you know, everybody loves to be bothered by something.
They do.
They've been holding some serious meetings and open forums about this monument. And people are all for it. And then the other half are like, absolutely not. It's going to destroy our view of the lake.
No shot in hell.
You see those 10 acres out there? You put a monument there, it's going to just ruin our view. Right. Okay, we'll talk about that coming up next on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Little shaboozy, get your morning started. It's PXY, Moose, Breezy. So Ontario Beach Park, the potential future site of a proposed Irish monument. Commemorating the legacy of Irish Americans in Rochester. I think that's great. But the monument has come with some backlash because, as we know, in today's day and age, everyone needs something to be bothered by.
Right.
So they've been holding some serious meetings and open forums about the monument. And one woman said nothing against the Irish memorial. God, I love the Irish. But this is just not the right location for this type of thing. Somebody mentioned Durand Park. I mean, that's a lovely spot over there. They should have it someplace other than down here where we have one blank space, a space of green grass where people driving by can look out and see the lake, and there's nothing in the way to block their view. Okay, well, my opinion on that is right. There's plenty of space to put a monument. And
Lake Ontario is the size of a literal ocean, so I'm not really sure where there's lack of view.
Yeah, I don't...
It's massive.
It's a beautiful spot in the summertime. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like it's the Pacific Ocean. We're not in Miami, but we're lucky to have it, you know?
You can't see the other side. Another, I'll tell you that much.
Another member said, no! How dare you? How dare you? This is a perfect location for this monument because it is a reminder of where my ancestors came from.
Right.
Lake Ontario. So the Monroe County legislator who represents the area of Charlotte with where the monument is going to be built hosted that open forum and says the monument is important for all immigrants. Basically, what they're doing is giving opportunity for individuals just to learn more about the intent of the Aurora Society and why they're seeking to build an Irish monument in our community and what they hope to do by creating a space for individuals to reflect on not just the Irish community, mm-hmm. but, you know, all migrants within our community. I should ask my dad what he thinks. straight off the boat. Dad, you think they should put this monument here? Hungry. Okay. All right. Great. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, they're trying to implement a 2-drink limit at the airport. Yes or no? Are they out of their minds?
I just don't understand. The article I'll read you guys or an excerpt from it is jarring. It will shock you. And listen, as someone who's been on the plane with a drunk person before that's gotten thrown off the aircraft, I mean,
don't look at me.
I don't hate it.
We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. They're trying to implement a 2-drink limit at the airport. How do you feel about that? We know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
What's the old saying? Drinks don't count at the airport, or the airport knows no time when it comes for drinking. I mean, we were sipping Bloody Marys at, like, I don't know, with the time difference, it was like 7 a.m.
Yeah, but one, because there were $50 a piece.
That is true.
But there's no way you can regulate this unless you're at the same bar within the airport and they're like, you've had two, you're cut off.
That is
but
true. I never really even thought about that.
You know, you get 10 bars within the airport, you hit up every one.
And also, not to mention, it's just such a money-making opportunity for the restaurants within the airport or the establishments within the airport, because like we experienced in the Detroit airport, they can jack that price up to whatever they want. It's not like you can go anywhere else and find something cheaper. You're in right. The airport.
And they're introducing this alcohol limit at airports because they think it's going to help tackle, you know, a rise in disorder on flights. The violent outbursts are occurring weekly. They think it's due to alcohol. And they're saying, you know, with other mixed substances, this is one way to combat that.
So nothing is set in stone just yet, but Ryanair chief executive Michael O'Leary says this is an idea that would really, really help exactly what you're saying, Moose. People being combative, delays on planes, all of the things. And implementing and introducing alcohol limits at airports would tackle the rise in disorder on flights. I mean, we saw that woman who was blitzed out of her mind. She's like, that guy is not real. And
she had other things.
Yeah, she was really on. She was really going for it. But I've been on flights where we were delayed for 30, 40 minutes because a guy was blackout drunk and he was like stumbling around the flight. And listen, I understand some people feel as if they need to drink because they're very anxious flyers or they don't like to fly and it's a little something to take the edge off.
Right.
But also, like, I don't know.
And see, here's the other thing too, is you got one guy wanting to do a 2-drink limit at the airport. And then in New Zealand, this is causing quite the stir. There's a new 3-minute max hug time limit. Okay. So basically
at the airport?
Right. 3-minute max hug times to say goodbye. That's the new rule at the New Zealand airport. It's basically prohibiting lengthy goodbyes at a drop-off zone.
Yeah, so your cars don't block traffic and things.
So, and there's signs everywhere with people hugging that says 3-minute max.
You can't tell me how long to embrace. Thank you, though.
Yeah, you're taking away hugs in alcohol? What kind of...
Who actually hurt you?
Nazis.
So basically, what this guy, the CEO, Mr. O'Leary, is saying, he's like, we don't allow people to drive drunk, yet we keep putting them up in aircrafts 30,000 feet in the air, drunk or blitzed.
They're a passenger. Nobody's running to the cockpit saying, can I take control of the plane? I mean, nobody's steering, you know, nobody's playing pilot here. They're just a passenger.
I think what it comes down to is, like, when it comes to the, what's the correct term, flight attendant, they get a lot of the brunt of these drunken imbeciles, or even if they're not drunk, they're just rude, and trying to protect them at all costs is definitely a part of their job.
Well,
for sure.
I think these idiots ruin it for everyone, because there's a lot of people that know their limit.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to the airport, have a couple of drinks, and I think some of us anyways are only doing 2 max, you know, before
you can't afford it.
Yeah, right. You're jumping on the other flight. I mean, how long is your layover where you got to suck down 6 Bloody Marys? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And why is it always Bloody Marys, too? Like, we're always sipping Bloody Marys in airports.
It's just the airport drink. They make it really good. It's all salt.
I'm not like a massive airport drinker, but I'm also not like a massive drinker in general.
Right.
But I like the idea that I have the option. I don't like when my choices are taken away. And that can go for really anything in life, honestly. So I don't think this will pass because, like you said, there's no way to actually monitor this.
But then
I'm at Chili's in the airport and then I go over to TGI Fridays, you're not going to know.
Yeah. And our listener here makes a really great point. If you're going to do a 2-drink minimum at the airport, then you have to take away how much people can drink on an actual airplane, too, because there's no limit.
True.
And really what's happening too is once you get 30,000 feet up, people are getting after it, especially the ones going to Vegas. I saw a guy suck down 6 Jack and Cokes next to me.
Oh my God.
When I went to Vegas on my birthday, went from Buffalo all the way to Vegas direct flight. This guy was getting after it. He just kept sitting there looking out the window. He's like,
he couldn't
Vegas.
Find his luggage when they landed. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, you're going to have to implement that too. You do a 2-drink limit at the airport, then how much can you drink on a plane?
But that will affect airline costs. So like the cost that they're making in their own pocket. So I'm sure they won't implement that whatsoever. They're like, we make too much money off these drinks. We're not going to cut you off.
I don't know. I've been on hundreds of flights and I can't really recall seeing a really drunk passenger where they couldn't stand up. I don't think I've witnessed that before.
The year was 2020, coming home from Turks and Caicos. I was on my last leg going home, and this guy was in the front seat. It wasn't first class. They didn't have it. He was in the front seat, and he was just so drunk, And he was like, my mom's sick. I have to go home to Rochester. They're like, you're literally not flying with us. Okay. You actually aren't flying with us.
Here's the new rule. Let everybody drink exactly what they want to drink and however much they want to drink. And before they get on the flight,
breathalyze.
You got to breathalyze everybody. That's it. That's what you got to do.
That won't cause any delays whatsoever.
98PXY.
How many parents apply the candy tax during Halloween? Anyone? Anyone at all? Liz is on the phone and says, as a mom, this is the best thing a parent can do to start teaching their kids to be more financially responsible and just get them up to speed with how the government actually works.
But wild.
Is it necessary to do this to a six-year-old child?
I don't think it's necessary, but no. I get where they're coming from for sure.
Moose and Breezy here, 585-252-9800 is the number you can call or text. Let's get a girl on the line here. Hi, good morning, Liz.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
It's all about the Halloween tax.
Mm-hmm, the candy tax. Liz, what's the vibe?
Okay, real simple. So when I was growing up, I was raised in a very strict household. My father made me work for everything.
Yeah.
No free handouts. You know, no participation trophies like they are today in those leagues.
The leagues. Okay.
The leagues. Everyone gets a participation trophy. So for some people, it might seem silly to have your kid bring home a bunch of Halloween candy and then make them pay the candy tax.
Right.
But that's the difference between my kids and some of the, you know, my friends' children. And they're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life, you know?
You're teaching this to your kids. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah, I think it's important to know because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old, so they're old enough to understand, and they get an allowance. And they know that at the end of the week, they get $12.
Yep.
Okay. But they receive only 9. They're owed 12, but they get 9.
You tax their allowance?
My God. That's hard up.
This is, listen, you get taxed on your paycheck.
Yeah.
Heavily.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's their reaction when they're expecting $12 and you hand them 9? What's their reaction to that?
Well, my 7-year-old throws a fit, you know, but whatever, boo-hoo. They have to learn, you know, that's life. And I think it's a good time to learn gently now.
They're going to learn today.
You're going to learn.
Yes, I told him. I'm like, look, you're going to cry when you reach a new tax bracket and you start dishing out even more money.
You're going to cry.
Wait, are you going to raise their allowance? Are they going to get a pay raise soon?
Well, not soon, but yes, they'll earn a pay raise, and then they'll earn a larger tax bracket and a larger tax deduction. Oh, yeah. So,
especially if they stay in New York. Oh, my God.
Especially if they stay in New York. Tell me about it. It's as much as mine goes up, theirs goes up.
Oh, my God.
We have a responsibility. We do. As parents, we have a responsibility to teach our kids about taxes. That's something that's really big and about being financially responsible. And listen, Halloween tax, I think it's a great way to start doing it.
Liz,
it's a little portion of the candy.
Do you make your kids file a tax return, Liz?
Right. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you whatsoever. But at the same time, like, aren't kids just supposed to be kids for the moment they can actually do so?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Well, they're still getting money as children, right? An allowance. They're still getting candy. I'm not taking that away from them. I'm just teaching them a little bit of a structure. I'm not depriving them of anything.
All right, let's say they get 3 pounds of candy next Thursday night. Mm-hmm. How much of that are you taking? You and your husband?
It's going to be all held, and it's going to be distributed.
Oh.
So they will receive candy. They will receive candy. They won't, you know, I'm not going to give them apples.
Right.
But
you're going to take 1/3 of that candy. For tax purposes.
That's the way it goes, doesn't it?
Interesting.
This is interesting.
Yeah, how many agree with Liz? How many of you are all about the candy tax? But not only that, you're doing this with their allowance as well.
Yeah, especially.
Is there a way, I'm asking the question this morning, is there a way to teach them the idea of being financially responsible, taxes and all that stuff, without implementing such harsh, I don't know, measures?
I mean, is this harsh or is it more harsh when my children get a job and they get excited and they come home with, you know, a third of it gone?
Right.
Right now, they're being easily coaxed into understanding that, hey, guess what? We take away from everything that you earn. Mm. I think it's a good way to get them to understand that you don't get everything for free. You just don't.
In Liz's defense, my first job was at PacSun, the mall at Grace Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be $90, and I came home with like $40-something,
mm-hmm.
and I was just dumbfounded.
Yep.
I couldn't figure out what happened.
You're like, I'm moving to Canada.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, for all right. Sure.
We got a ton of responses to you being on with us this morning, Liz. By the looks of this, some people are totally for the candy tax and taking your kids' candy to teach them about taxes mm-hmm. and how the real world works. And then we have, looking at the messages here coming in, a handful of others that say,
You're a monster. Ridiculous. You're an absolute
monster. To do this to young kids. Not to mention in Liz's house, this doesn't just apply to candy, but you're also doing this with the allowance.
Which I applaud. I mean, at least you're like following through, commit to the bit.
Yeah. Liz, do you have some time to just stay on the line with us while we take a quick break and come back?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Circle back to your phone calls and messages coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I just want to give everyone a quick update on what's going on with that Canandaigua dispensary owner. And they've been in some hot water legally for quite some time now.
Sure.
So the owner of that unlicensed cannabis dispensary in Canandaigua is ordered to pay millions of dollars. $9.5 million to be exact.
Oh, that is not pocket change right there.
No. George West, he was the owner of Jadanga 7.0 on Main Street in Canandaigua.
7.0, baby.
7.0. I hope he doesn't have six other locations in addition to, because yikers. And the Attorney General's office has fined him $9.5 million for selling cannabis without a license.
Oh, no.
And ignoring the notice to stop operations.
He kept doing it.
He was like, you know what? We're just gonna send it. He was so high, he had no idea what was going on. He was like, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing?
420 somewhere, baby. Yeah. Smoke it if you got it. They're like, you're going to jail, so.
Big Kush girl over here.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah. Oh, my God. The ganja and I are
okay.
One.
Okay.
So, basically, the Attorney General's office said the investigators were made aware of this selling without a license back in September of 2022. They went and said, hey, it's not the vibe, it's not going to fly. He's like, I don't know who you are. Show me your badge. They're like, we literally work for the government. So they seized over 200 pounds of cannabis and products. And according to investigators, it was recorded over $2.4 million in sales revenue from June of 2022 to October 2023. So now he's required to pay back.
Yeah. This is going to ruin your weekend. What are you going to do?
I know.
Where are you going to get the goods?
Where am I going to get my ganj? You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. And the plug on Park Ave shut down, too. So.
What?
Yikers.
Did it
Everyone's
really?
Everyone's like, weed's legal in New York. JK, every dispensary is shutting down because it's being illegally sold. So
this is not right.
Everything's fine. But I'm telling you right now, $9.5 million, nothing to wave a stick at for George West. So Jadanga 7.0. R.I.P.
He's going to start calling in some serious
favors. They literally were hauling ganja out in garbage bags. Like, I'm looking at the video right now, so.
This would be the perfect time to call the owner of Monroe's, ask to borrow some money.
Our queen. You look beautiful in orange. Listen, today is a very special day. I want to give a quick shout out, a birthday shout out to my brother, Max.
Hey, what's up, Max? Happy birthday, buddy. Way
Absolutely
to get after it.
Absolutely iconic. He's 27 today, so shout out, Max.
Max is only 27?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thought he was pushing 35.
Oh. He's my younger brother. So
I love you, buddy. Happy birthday, man.
Yes.
All right. Way to celebrate hard. You won't be doing it in Canandaigua.
No, you will not.
All right. It's Jadanga. It's called the Halloween candy tax. And Liz on the phone says she's not. She doesn't only do this for her kids' candy, but their allowance as well. And not everyone agrees with her this morning. We're going to get her back on the air with us. Take a quick listen to the call we had with her from earlier.
They're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life. Because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old, so they're old enough to understand. They get an allowance. They know that at the end of the week, they get $12.
Yeah.
Okay. But they receive only $9. They're owed 12, but they get $9.
You tax their allowance?
Oh my God. That's hard up.
This mom is hardcore. How do you guys feel about it? 585-252-9800. We'll get to all of your messages and calls coming up next on the show. It's all about the Halloween candy tax. It's BXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. Liz was on the phone with us earlier. We have her on hold right now, but if you missed it, Liz says she not only withholds candy, Halloween candy, from her 7 and 10-year-old kids, but she also gives them an allowance and then taxes them on that as well.
We have a lot of people that are very passionate.
585-252-9800 is the number. Yes or no? Is this a good idea to tax your own children to teach them how the government works? If you missed it from earlier, here's a clip of Liz explaining how things are done in her household.
They're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life. Because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old, so they're old enough to understand. They get an allowance. They know that at the end of the week, they get $12.
Yeah.
Okay. But they receive only $9. They're owed 12, but they get $9.
You tax their allowance?
Oh my God. That's hard up.
Yeah, she doesn't play around. She does not mess around. So we have so many messages on this, messages coming in. Breezy, give me a couple of people who either agree or disagree.
Yeah, this person says, is this woman for real? Cray cray. Let the kids be kids for a little while at least. This person asks the question, does she give it back during tax season?
That's a great question.
I know. It is a really great question. Johnny from Brockport's here and says, the candy tax thing is something parents are trying to keep a secret, Liz. Why are you exposing us on the radio? This person says, I actually think it's really cool that she's taxing her kids' allowance. The candy thing's a little stupid, in my opinion, but definitely setting them up for success. This person says, I don't even have kids of my own, but when I do, I might just adopt this idea. I was also raised in a very strict home, but most of my candy was taken away from me with no explanation or lesson involved. I was just told I didn't need it. If I had a lesson to be learned, maybe I wouldn't be so bitter about it now as an adult. That's from Dana.
I just want to see the look on her kids' faces when she's like, yes, you're owed 12, but here's 9. Or here's 12, and I'll take 3 back.
I do quasi agree. It is stupid and like it sucks, but like that is the reality. And
I get what she's doing.
Kind of softening the blow for when they actually work their first job.
Yeah, I totally get what she's doing.
You know,
let me pull Liz back up on the phone. I have her on hold, but I also have a couple people weighing in right now that I want to get to their calls.
Liz is like, I'm staying. I'm like, okay, perfect.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, morning, Moose and Breezy. This is Demi.
Hi, Demi.
Hi, Demi. You're on with us, and you're on with Liz. What's your take on the candy tax?
Yeah. Let's put things into some perspective. Kids these days have plenty of time to learn about taxes and 401ks and mortgages and all that crap. I mean, my kid is 6 years old, and I'm sorry, but what parent in their right mind, no offense, Elizabeth, is going to give me a freaking
Liz.
Break?
Oh, Liz.
Her name's Liz.
Okay, Liz. You know, what parent's going to force their kid to pay taxes? I mean, kids have one responsibility right now at these young ages.
Right.
It's to have fun, to create memories, especially in holidays. Not to, like, become stressed out little, you know.
Oh.
I,
I'm not stressing you know, my children out. They're having
candy. You're not stressing your children out? You said that your 7-year-old freaks out every time.
Oh, that is true.
And then I give my 7-year-old some sugar, and then they're fine.
You're not you when you're hungry.
So then you're appeasing them? How is that helpful? Because the real world doesn't do that.
Now it doesn't? By giving them consolation trophies? The real world doesn't appease children by letting everyone win? Really?
That's true, too.
I said when they become adults. Your whole point is that the whole taxes thing is to teach them when they become adults that you don't get free handouts. So
how did you learn about taxes when you got your paycheck?
Handout to appease their child.
Yeah. How did you learn about taxes?
So as they grow up, what's that going to be? They're going to pull up the cigarette.
Wait, hold on, Demi, Liz. Let's.
This is great.
Girls, okay, Demi, the girls are fighting.
Okay, hold on. I got to break you guys up for a second. As entertaining as this is, I want to each give you a chance to voice your opinion here on this.
We're moderating a debate.
Demi, finish off your point of what you're saying.
I mean, I basically think that I made the point. This is not a productive way to actually teach your children about these things. Their brains are not even developed enough at this age. Right. Yes, once they're teenagers, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree that they should be taught financial responsibility and all of those sorts of things. But this is just a perfect way to screw your kids up.
It is.
Oh, my God.
You think it is?
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Well, I mean, screwing your kid up, you probably stick an iPad in their face at 4 years old, right? And they're pretty fast at functioning in technology. So I don't know what you think or how fast your children learn, but my children are pretty smart. So they're capable of learning about getting 3 less candies for Halloween and understanding that there's a compensation, okay? I don't know how you learned about your taxes.
3 less candies when we're talking about 2 pounds and you're taking 25% is not 3 less candies. Way to completely diminish the severity of what you are doing
listen,
to these children.
You're obviously, like most parents, you know, you're making a big thing out of it when actually it's a positive thing. I'm not traumatizing my kids.
I'm making a big thing out of the fact that you are deflecting half of what I'm saying. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but
Ladies, cut their mics. Hey, Liz, hold on a second. Both of you, Demi and Liz, otherwise I got to cut your mic. I appreciate you guys coming on and voicing your opinion. I think we can agree at this point. Demi, you are totally against the candy tax on Halloween and taxing your kids' allowance. Liz, you're clearly all for it. It seems to be working for you. So carry on.
Oh, girls.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a ridiculous thing. It's not actually going to teach them anything other than to resent their mother.
Hey, okay. They're ridiculous. They don't resent me.
You're giving their therapist
be rich. Your children will be poor
as they get older.
Discuss it with your therapist.
Demi.
Because you're clearly affected. My children are great. They're responsible and financially sound by the time they're adults. Your children will probably still be working at some drugstore because they don't understand money.
You guys, this is getting personal.
Oh my
it's getting personal.
God.
And it's not, it wasn't supposed to, so I'm going to split you guys up.
Yep.
Liz, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much this morning.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you for your take.
Thank you.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Oh, my Lord.
Bye.
Okay, guys.
Oh my God.
Hey, Demi, are you there?
I am here.
So, okay. Are you okay? I know this was a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? I'm fine. I mean, I feel sad for her children, honestly.
Those
kids are just not, she's not giving them an opportunity to be children. She's confusing them by the taking money away. And then that reward system with the sugar.
Yeah.
Like, it's just confusing.
I didn't know this was such a sensitive topic for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, does Liz really need to just take away her Kit Kat bars? That teach a really important lesson to them? I mean, here's the reality. Liz, if you're cheap and you need a few extra bucks to get your own candy, I can Venmo you. You let me know.
Oh, God, that's so selfless of you.
Thank you for calling in, Demi, too. This was awesome. Thank you so much for the phone call this morning. I'm going to let you go, but have a great Halloween, okay?
You too.
Bye.
No, I was panicking. I was panicking there for a second. I was like, cut their mics. Cut it. Cut the show. Cut the show.
I had my finger on the bleep button the whole entire time. I'm like, oh, I'm sweating.
My favorite takeaway from that was to talk to your therapist about that.
I just didn't realize that this was such a triggering topic. Well, and we're talking about the Halloween candy tax. But let me, before we take a break and wrap up, get to some text.
So this person says, parent tax has always been around. Even when I was growing up, it was fair game for fries too. And I'm 33. My parents has always implemented this rule. It was all fun and games and not this serious. Not the 401ks coming out. Having her on the phone with other people was absolutely a terrible idea, guys. Bad judgment on your part. Yeah, well, we learn.
What are you gonna do?
This person says, let kids be kids. Teach them when they are teens and actually get ready for work. Guess what? My kids give us candy from Halloween. It's called mom and dad tax. We all share. And it looks more validating for other parents who are actually making a conversation about it than just taking it. Okay. All right.
Liz is going to go
a parent on their own terms. You know what I mean?
So. Liz is going to walk into the office today and everyone's going to be like, yeesh.
We heard you on PXY.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this up. Take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
The question is there an age limit? And what point do you stop dressing up for Halloween? And that's the question that our intern Hannah was asking. And honestly, I don't know about you, Breeze. I don't think there's an age limit to be put on this. Trick-or-treating, maybe. Because if you're walking around the neighborhood in your 60s asking for candy, then the police should be called.
Yeah, we have an issue there for sure.
But then again, I've never actually seen an 80-year-old dress up, you know?
Well, they might do some things in the nursing home. They might do Halloween parties in the nursing home.
Just because you're 80 doesn't mean you're in the home.
Well, if you are, I'm sure they throw some banging parties. So I had to Google it, right? Because I was like, I don't know. Let's take to the old Googsy, shall we? And there's no clear answer of when you should stop dressing up for Halloween, as age in which people choose to stop varies. Like you said, the trick-or-treating definitely stops around the age of 12 or 13.
Yeah.
But a survey found that 26% of adults believe that children are never too old to trick or treat. So I think they're going on that notion by saying we're adult children and we're going to keep celebrating even if we're not going out fetching candy.
I saw the most brilliant video of some guy that got free candy. He dressed up a little mannequin, little child, about 3-4 feet tall as a Spider-Man, and planted him on a woman's doorstep, rang the doorbell. She's like, oh, wow, dressed him up as Spider-Man. Was like, wow, that's amazing. What are you supposed to be, little boy, you Spider-Man? He's like, oh, he's deaf. He can't. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, and gives the mannequin candy and then closes the door. He picks the mannequin up and goes to the next house. I was like, brilliant. Now that's how you get free candy.
That is the most screwed up thing I've actually ever heard.
Oh, it was so great.
Oh, my God.
That looked like a little child.
I think one of the things about Halloween and celebrating Halloween is that it goes through different waves and stages of importance, right? So, like, when you're younger, all you care about is your costume or it's whatever you're into the most that year. I mean, parents know this. I mean, you know this if you grew up really into Halloween. I love The Little Mermaid, so I need to be Ariel for Halloween. And then when you get to college, it's a little bit of a different shift and the slutty costumes start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah Banana.
Hey.
What are you being for Halloween?
You said slutty costumes and she ran in the mic.
Came over. Hey. Well, I have a couple costumes because you can't just have one. But no. But I'm being a sailor. I'm being Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that checks out. That's right.
So me. And I'm still picking out some other ones. But
okay,
that's what I got.
How many nights are you celebrating?
The most amount that you can. I'm Thursday to Saturday next week, and then this weekend.
Yeah, you have this weekend too.
Yeah.
And you know what? The good news for you too is next Thursday, it's going to be 68 degrees, so you might not have to wear a jacket over your costume.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That is the absolute worst. You're crafting your costume. I don't care if you're 6 or 65, and you have to wear a jacket over it because you're cold or your mom tells you to. Nah.
That was the thing. Do you remember your first Halloween costume for trick-or-treating?
I think I was, oh, for trick or treating.
Yeah.
I think I was maybe a cheerleader or like Hermione or something like that.
Very different.
Mine
specs.
Was Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. But it was just Oscar's, it was just the mask and then a huge winter coat.
Oh.
I think it was like a pumpkin. So.
Yeah. Okay. The thing is, though, guys, is it doesn't really matter your age when it comes to celebrating any holiday. Live it up. Because I love people that are young at heart.
Mm-hmm. And also, quick story, but like my parents met at a Halloween party for the first time.
Really?
My dad had a full-blown pumpkin on his head that he carved guys out. No, I'm not kidding. My mom was
Todd.
Like, I want that guy.
Todd. Let me guess. He's holding a blue light.
150%. Yeah, I don't know how he drank it, but yes. He probably was like pulling the pumpkin up and
oh, that'd be so uncomfortable.
Rotting from the inside out.
Right.
Yeah.
He just stunk. And then your mom was like, oh, I'm taking this guy home.
It's like, that's my man's right there.
And so they met at a Halloween party.
Like kind of set up by people of like, hey, he's going to be here. She's going to be here. I think you guys would be a good match.
Is anybody?
And my dad showed up with a live pumpkin on his head.
Right.
Are you good, bro?
He's the best. If anyone's holding like a Halloween bash, anyone doing a like a Halloween costume party?
Yeah,
I would love to come through. If you guys want to invite me, I'll come through. I just got to get a costume. I'm not going to lie. I dropped the ball this year a little bit like I did last year.
Wait, I think you should go out to a Halloween party with Hannah and Naz.
At NAS?
Yeah.
I'm not showing up to a college. Are you out of your mind?
But where are you? Your house parties, right?
Maybe. I know we're going to like bars and stuff. Ooh. House parties kind of happen just on the day, I think. I never plan in advance.
Right. Hannah, who's the 40-year-old? That's.
Don't worry about it.
It's my stepdad.
It's my mentor or something. I don't know.
You want to talk about feeling like a minority? That's me.
For sure.
So do
you
guys
look 40, though. You're fine.
That's true. If you could guess.
They're going to be like, isn't that guy goes to Fisher?
I'm fishing for compliments here. But if you had to guess, we've never met, how old would you say I am?
No, because when I first came on here, I had no idea how old you were, and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out. Young, not 40.
How young?
Like 30s or something, maybe.
30s? 26 at
26,
best.
Like yeah. 19 for sure.
The guy at Wegmans.
He's like,
the other
say 26. Say 26.
I bought beer at Wegmans and the guy was like, I just need to check your ID. He's like, oh my God, I thought you were 26. I was
That's
like,
kind yeah. of a flex.
Honestly, it's my skincare regimen. I've been doing it for a long time.
Did you
know,
think
I like
I
to
was,
eat healthy.
Did you? Well, that was a new thing. Did you think I was older than him?
No.
Okay, cool. That's all I needed to know.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
53 for the high today. It's PXY mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. So here's the deal, you guys. Ontario Beach Park is the potential future site of a proposed Irish monument. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be commemorating the legacy of Irish Americans in Rochester, but the monument. It has come with some backlash. I will tell you that right now. Because as we know, in today's day and age, everyone needs something to be bothered by.
Yes, they do.
They've been holding some serious meetings and open forums about the monument. And one woman said, nothing against the Irish memorial. God, I love the Irish. But this is just not the right location for this type of thing. Somebody mentioned Durand Park. And I mean, that's a lovely spot over there. So they should have it someplace other than down here where we have one blank space, a space of green grass where people driving by can look out and see the beautiful lake. And there's nothing in the way to block their view. I mean, come on, really?
They're pissed.
That monument is going to obstruct their view when they're driving by. Like, well, I thought there was a lake here.
Doubt it. The lake is massive. It's basically an ocean. You're going to be just fine. Trust me.
Well, it's not even close to being an ocean, but for us, yes, it's a pretty decent
size. It's huge. You can't see the other side. It goes all the way to Canada.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like, I think it's a perfect spot for it. Put the monument in. But, you know, other members are saying, no! No, how dare you? This is a perfect location for this monument because it's a reminder of where my ancestors came from. So, yes, the debates are getting heated about the monument.
They're pissed.
The Monroe County legislator who represents the area of Charlotte where the monument would be built and hosted the open forum says this monument is important for all immigrants. Basically, what they're doing is you know, they're giving opportunity for individuals to learn about the intent of the Aurora Society and why they're seeking to build an Irish monument in our community. And, you know, what they hope to do by creating a space for individuals to reflect on not only the Irish community, but all migrants within our community.
Correct.
Like my old man.
Your dad's like, okay.
I don't know what his opinion on this would be. Dad, what do you think about the statue going in over there?
Huh?
What?
I'm hungry.
Coming up, how do you tell somebody they need to wear deodorant?
There's no easy segue. There's just no easy segue.
There's no good transition to do this, you guys.
No.
And by the way, how many of you, I need to know, 585-252-9800, how many of you put deodorant on before you go to bed at night?
Me.
I've been doing this for years.
The second I get out of the shower, no matter what time of day it is, I put it on.
And I saw the debate on Facebook yesterday because a girl wrote on Facebook, she goes, my husband does the oddest thing. He puts on deodorant every night before bed, and it's so strange. I go, I've been doing this most of my life.
Literally.
Since I started wearing deodorant. We got to talk about this. It's next on PXY.
98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Does anyone else put on deodorant before bed?
Yes.
Let's ask the tough, hard-hitting questions here this morning, shall we? Someone on Facebook made a post yesterday that said, my husband does the oddest thing. He puts on deodorant every night before bed, and I find it so strange. Does anyone else do that? And I thought to myself, yes, I do this. I've been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
I take a shower, I put on deodorant, I go to bed.
And every time.
Every single time. I've never understood people that don't do that. You see what I'm saying? You sweat in your sleep.
You do sweat in your sleep, and you wake up and you smell. It's like you didn't even shower at all.
Yeah, it's like you didn't shower at all. I know. That's the thing. And, you know, I thought, let's ask the bigger question. Let's ask, how, because it needs to be addressed. How do you tell someone that they need to wear deodorant? Because
that's the question of the hour.
The company I worked for a couple years back, we had a girl that would show up who smelled so foul. And I don't want that to come off as aggressive, but I honestly can't think of another word. You guys, she was 30-something years old. She was an assistant, and you would have thought her insides were just rotting.
Oh, God.
Would not wear deodorant. And nobody, even the manager, would say anything to her about it.
Why?
Would refuse. I'm like, guys, somebody, they would try to send out, like, subtle hints. I'm like, I don't know how subtle they are. Because they would open up all the windows and all the doors and turn all the fans on when she was there.
She not notice?
The smell would just be circulating and blowing around the office.
It's disgusting.
And one morning, it was so horrendous that my boss actually stepped outside and threw up on the sidewalk.
Stop.
I swear, I'm not making this up. I walked out there and I said, Stephanie, I think it's time. We should probably say something. And she's like, I just feel so bad. I said, you're throwing up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, we're at a point right now where
I said, what do you say though? Hey, Mimi, Steph just threw up outside because your BO is so horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad because when she would walk by you within the office, and it was very small space, everyone would put their nose into their T-shirt. I never did this. I would hold my breath, and then I would just yell out, holy crap, it stinks in here.
Yeah.
And would never get the hint. Never. I'm like, this is a problem. Thank God I left that place.
Thank God.
Everybody there was so incompetent. I'm like, it's not my job to tell her she stinks. I'll scream it out loud.
Yeah, like, you're like, I have meetings to attend. Like, what are we doing here?
It was so bad, Breezy. I couldn't wrap my head around how somebody cannot smell that.
I keep deodorant on me at all times. Like, it's always in my bag because, you know, sometimes we forget.
Right.
I mean, we're running out of the house and it's bad. And when you know, you know.
You know.
You can smell yourself. Like, you're the closest person to you. Of course you can smell.
I have never in my life seen somebody throw up because how awful somebody else smelled.
Vomiting. Just vomiting.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
We're getting some texts. This person says, my fiance does this too. Always smells good. No sleep smell.
No sleep smell.
This person says, I 100% put deodorant on after a shower, but granted, I don't shower at night, so I put deodorant on. So I don't put deodorant on right before bed, but I do sweat sometimes in my sleep, which is why I shower in the morning.
Yeah.
This person says, I've never put deodorant on before bed. I usually take a shower in the morning and then put it on before I go to work. But like, I don't know. I'm a night showerer. I don't want to shower in the morning. Why do I need to shower? I have like minimal time. But I always put it on before bed because I have woken up in the morning when I didn't do that and I literally freak.
Oh, it's
like,
terrible.
I'm not even really doing anything, but you sweat in your sleep.
I'm trying to find a healthier deodorant because everybody gives me crap about the Gillette Clear Gel. Wild Rain. And I love the scent. I love the smell. I do not do powder. It has to be clear gel.
See, I don't do gel. I only do powder.
Oh, it's gross to me. It gets everywhere. It's on your clothes.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not powder. It's the white stick.
They're like, think about the aluminum. It's clogging your pores. Think of the. I'm like, I know. Well, whatever. Lisa says, you guys, this is a sensitive.
The gel's wet.
This is. I like that. This is a sensitive topic. You need to be nice, and be like, hey, I bought two of these deodorants. One for myself and one for you as a gift. Oh, yeah, that's settled.
That's going to go over, right?
Yeah. Who else is here? Jamie says, oh, my God, I could totally relate to this. Here we wear our finest designers and go to the office, and there's this one guy where the moment you enter, you know he's there first thing in the morning due to his stink. And I try to keep a good distance as even my scent is insufficient to mask his stench. I wonder why nobody has ever told him anything. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing about Mimi.
Right.
Back out in California. Nobody ever said. And you know what? She'd go in her car, it'd be 90 degrees outside. The windows would be up in her car and she'd be smoking cigarettes.
She had it around in her car.
She
had some other issues going
on. And then she'd come out. Now she's covered with BO and cigarettes. I'm like, we can't let her in here.
Lock the doors. Lock the doors.
It was so foul.
Cancel her key fob. Oh my God. I couldn't work under those conditions.
And they hired her to be an assistant, but she was also the cleaning person. And she would use the cheapest cleaning supplies known to man, where it would smell of this cheap chemical. So when you walk into the office, it was cigarettes mixed with BO and Pine Sol. And I'm like,
you mean to tell me they hired a cleaning person that can't even clean themselves?
Yeah.
That seems like an upper management issue.
It was.
Yeah,
really,
for sure.
Yeah. It was so bizarre. And she had a broken leg and she was driving with the foot she had a cast on.
This story sounds made up.
I swear to God. I tell you, that's why people would come to the office. They're like, hey, what kind of a clown show is this?
Oh my God, we're selling skin cream. Thank God you left that job and now you work with one of the best co-hosts in the nation.
Yeah, I will say you do smell good. I'll give you that much. So
God.
It is. It's a sensitive topic, but props to you for putting deodorant on before bed, especially if you have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Women,
that you're sleeping with.
But people love when their partner smells good. It's not just women that are just going crazy over a guy that smells like cedar and birch. You know, men love.
I love the smell of a tree.
Men love a woman that smells like hints of patchouli and, you know, whatever else.
Patchouli?
Oh, I love this smell. Or lavender. It's a very subtle. Or mint.
I don't like any scents. It just needs to be.
I love
regular.
The smell of my deodorant so much that I used to put a little bit on my neck and wear it as a cologne.
We gotta go. No, we gotta go.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
A lot of hot takes this morning for There I Said It. It's Moose, it's Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you need to clear the air. All right, let's go over to our friends here. Anthony is weighing in first. What's up, Tony? Avocados taste like mushy grass. They're completely overrated. There, I said it. Well, I've been saying that for years.
I love avocados. They're great. People great feeling, source of healthy fats.
It really is, but you don't need to put it on everything. Hi, would you like avocado? It's $8 extra.
Are you aligned with our announcer guy?
I hate him.
Sounds like you guys are in lockstep here.
Well, he does make one good point. Avocado toast is expensive.
Mm-hmm. Who else is here? This person did not tag their name, but they said, listen, hear me out. If I could work at a company that offers a dorm room situation similar to college with a dining hall, a large gym, etc., for 30% off a fair market price, I would 1,000% live there and be oh so happy about it. There, I said it.
Okay, well, go do it.
I mean, I don't know of any place that does that. Honestly.
Hold on, let me think about this.
Like a compound type of sitch.
Well, I know somebody who wanted to move away, and his company's like, we'll pay for your car and we'll pay for like an apartment dorm room style place for you to live in if you stay.
Uh-huh.
Which, of course, you got to take that deal. Free car, free rent.
Okay, love, obsessed.
That's what's up. Look who's here. Big Ed. Big Ed's got a pretty good take today. Why do women love scented candles so much? Scented candles don't make your house smell better. They just cover up bad smells with more bad smell. There, I said it. Especially if you have BO. I mean, that's...
We just talked about it. Hot button issue this morning.
Brett says Three Musketeers is still the best Halloween candy known to man.
So there,
I
said it.
But there's nothing...
So
what's special about a Three Musketeer?
Good.
You can get that anytime, anywhere. Don't you want something original?
You can get any candy anytime, anywhere.
Mm. No, you can't.
Except for like black licorice, which I don't know who's fiending for that.
Good and Plenty.
What? No.
So Good and Plenty was those.
We'll
purple
have to have
and-
the Halloween candy debate next week on the show. What's the best?
All right.
Mine for today is this. I need people to stop naming restaurants, establishments, companies by the name of places and things that people can't pronounce or remember. Why would you name your company something nobody can pronounce or spell to recommend to other people?
Yeah, it's...
There was this one restaurant...
Bad marketing. Bad marketing.
Monroe Ave.
Right. Still there?
I think they had to do the switch because nobody could pronounce it. I'm like, what are we doing here? I'd be like, that one.
If you can't pronounce it, you can't recommend it.
100%. So stop. A word to the wise. Stop. It makes me angry.
I would just, that'd be so simple. If I owned a restaurant, it'd just be called like Pretty Good. Not to be confused with Good Luck. It'd just be like, it's Pretty Good.
Pretty Good.
Have you guys been to Pretty Good? It's not outstanding. But it is pretty good. Chrissy says, I wish that all social media would shut down for just 1 week so I can watch all of these influencers go nuts. Trust me when I say the world needs it. There, I said it. Mm. Chrissy, you're not wrong.
True.
I, too, would enjoy if that took place.
Interesting.
What was it? Social? Was it Instagram that stopped showing people's likes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. People were freaking out about that.
Freaking.
Now you have an option to shut that off.
Yeah. Do you have it? I don't even know how to do it.
I don't pay attention to it.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. Tough scene. Hannah Banana, do you have one for today?
I do.
Run on over
to that mic that you don't have. Go ahead. What's up, Hannah?
I think that people who are perpetually late are just the worst and they're bad friends.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Okay.
I have noticed you've never been late before. What are you so triggered about? Did somebody show up late to an event recently?
I have friends that are always late to things, and it makes me really upset every time.
Nobody's punctual anymore in this world, Hannah.
This generation. Ugh.
You're 21. What's her generation, by the way?
Gen Z.
Are you Gen Z? You are Gen Z. Yeah, that makes sense.
We love a Gen Z intern. I'm absolutely obsessed.
We got to do Boomer versus Zoomer again.
I know. Show. I definitely feel attacked by Hannah's take, though, for sure.
Well,
but you know. These things
are... look at this one coming in. Who is this? Jackie. What's up, Jackie? If you break up with someone after years of dating and your friends decide to remain friends with them on social media, then do yourself a favor and get new friends. There, I said it. Is she right? Does Jackie have a point this morning?
Hmm?
I think she may.
She might. She very well might.
Rachel Ray sucks. There, I said it.
Oh, my God. T.
Okay, thank you so much.
This person says, to my coworker who wears too much cologne or perfume, I'm done with you. There, I said it. Not her wearing a gas mask around the office. Ronnie Salami's here. Let teenagers go trick-or-treating. If they dress up, there could be worse things that they're doing. There, I said it.
Ronnie Salami.
The knockoff version of Donnie Salami.
Who else is here? Renee says, I'm so ready for skiing, scarves, Christmas trees, and lots of snow. There, I said it. She's trying to piss everyone off this morning. It's working. Let me get our boy Joey here. What's up, Joey? Hey, how you doing? Can someone please name one good authentic Italian restaurant in Rochester? Everyone claims they have the best food, but the sauce sucks and the food is loaded with salt. There, I said it.
Fiorella.
How about Mr. Dominic's at the lake?
Oh, I've never been there.
Really? Good tripe. Do you like the taste of sewage in your mouth?
No, not at all. That's why I don't like sitting inside a half pipe.
What about Olive? Oh my God. Why do you do that? Why do you gotta, you know, how do you gotta blast people? I'm gonna go with Olive Garden, Joey. Sounds to me like somebody has a first date coming up.
Ooh, get ready.
Does it have to be Italian? Can't you just go and get a good bowl of pho?
What? What's pho?
It's like a ramen.
Oh.
It's a nice, beautiful Vietnamese dish.
Ooh.
Right? You know about that, Hannah. Yeah, it's so good.
I wish Hannah had a bike.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We got a message from Jill this morning who's just really feeling for her 7-year-old son who seems to be going through it because kids these days, man, it takes one person to make one negative comment about the way they look, the way they dress, their Halloween costume, what have you. And then that's it. They throw in the towel.
Their self-esteem's in the toilet.
And the message she wrote in for this morning is, hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son's 7, asked me to be Star-Lord, who's the main character in Guardians of the Galaxy. He just loves the films. His dad and I watched with him, too. Mm-hmm. He asked months ago to be this character for Halloween and was just very excited when the costume finally came in. Well, when he tried it on, his best friend was over. When we went into the bathroom to see the costume, his friend started saying it looked dumb, and I shut the door in his friend's face and told him his friend is just jealous and that it really is a cool costume. He seemed okay, and that was a week ago. He wore the costume to a recent family Halloween event and loved it, but then this week, he tells me he doesn't want to wear his costume to his school party or their Halloween event after school because he says no one at his school is into the film as much as he is. And he thinks he'll look dumb and be embarrassed. I tried to reiterate that he looks really cool and that his costume is for whatever he wants to be and not for anyone else. But I left it there for the moment. His school Halloween thing is next week and I'm really struggling with what to do. My husband isn't sure either. He seems really depressed. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't want to wear the costume, I certainly won't force him. But I just feel so sad for him, and I want him to know the importance of being true to himself as well as standing up for himself. He's a very sensitive kid and cares a lot about what his peers think of him.
Mm-hmm.
This is my least favorite part of parenting, and would just love any advice on this. Thank you.
Interesting. See, that's tough. Like, they're so impressionable at that age, and they can change on the drop of a hat on a dime if somebody's like bullying them or making them feel less than, because they're like, well, I don't want to get involved in that.
Right.
I don't want to feel like the outsider, the odd man out.
I remember being that age, 7 years old, wearing my Halloween costume to school. And at the time when you walk in, you're like, this is cool. I love it. Mm-hmm. There's a reason I wore it. But you can't help. You start thinking real quick about what other people think of you. Are they going to find it cool? Do they like it too? 585-252-9800. Has anybody been in this position with their kids? You know what I mean? They're down in the dumps. And they were on cloud nine. Not anymore. It took one of his friends to say one thing. So if his friend, in front of his own parents, said he looked dumb, what are they doing at school?
Right.
What are they saying to him there?
And that's his friend. You know? Golly.
Who's here? Let me see. Let's get to some texts. Some of them are coming in slow here. Trisha says, my five-year-old wanted to take off his Snoopy shirt as soon as I picked him up yesterday, and he wouldn't tell me why. He was so excited to wear it in the morning, though. I don't know what happened, but I suspect it was probably something like this. Probably.
Interesting.
Kids are all the same.
Did you ever have a costume that you had as a kid that you, not regret, but like felt a little self-conscious about?
Yeah, when my dad dressed me up in a trash bag and told me to go as a California raisin. And I was wearing a mustache.
Like, I'm not really sure.
It's like, I don't know what's
I was happening. Like, in, I was like emo 1 year. I had like a mohawk. I had a clothespin going through my nose.
Why?
Like, I don't.
How old were you?
I had to have been like fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
I got to find the photos. You're going to die. You're literally going to die.
1 year I panicked. I was in fourth grade. I had nothing. So I went as a mad scientist.
See.
Had the wig, had the goggles you wear in science class. I carried around a Bunsen burner. I don't know, man.
This is on theme and on brand for you. You're like, I love Halloween. And every story you tell, you're like, I'm panicking at the last minute. I'm like, what?
I don't know. I never know what to wear. I got nothing for this weekend. I don't know what I'm going to do.
This person says, maybe give him a backup outfit. If he really feels bad, he can change. But I would at least try and wear it. It's what he wanted to wear first and see how it goes.
Yeah, there you go. And you got to have a backup. Let's go to our listener, Kristen. Good morning, guys. Both my boys loved pink until their friends at school laughed at them for it. And it doesn't matter how much you try to rectify it afterwards. It still changes them. Just continue to encourage your son and tell him how awesome he looks. Paul says, yeah, I hate to admit it, but I was the kid walking around telling everyone how much their costume sucked.
Oh, my God.
Only because I was bitter and my parents hated the holidays. I never was able to dress up, and I wanted to dress up, but never got the chance. Don't let this kid, friends, ruin his Halloween like I did for so many. Thank you, Paul.
He's the guy ruining that. He's the kid.
Paul, that was very nice of you to open up, buddy. We do appreciate that.
Paul, but we're also pissed at you, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What a bully.
I hate that. I agree. Maybe have the backup costume is a good idea.
But you're from Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that film. How can you go wrong wearing that costume? Who's not going to like that costume?
But listen. I do understand there is a bit of a panic that sets in when you have a costume idea and you really love it and then nobody knows who you are. Like, and then you have to explain it to everybody. It's just awkward. It's like, Guardians of the Galaxy. They're like, I've never seen that before.
Who doesn't love Chris Pratt? After he worked out, not before. Bring him to a store that sells cheapish costumes and have him pick out one that's on the rack, if there are any left at this point. Or could he wear last year's costume? Or no kid wants to do that. Wear last year, recycle? No. Or could you borrow one? Let him choose between realistically available options.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget as a kid, man. My mom would try to make some homemade costumes, either for the school play or Halloween. Do moms still do that?
Yeah, honestly,
they're rare today.
Homemade costumes, if you have a crafty parent, are mint. Absolutely,
yeah,
mint. I mean, custom crafty. I made my own costumes. Sometimes I did. 1 year I was a credit card. I got a big poster board.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah,
even like. Years back, when I did the Michael Jackson tribute at the 98 PXY Summer Jam, my mom made me a pair of Michael Jackson pants, hemmed them, did the sequence down the side. Oh, she crushed it.
Moms are great. That's intense.
Gina says, my daughter's only 5 now, and we haven't had a situation like this. Only a classmate said that Spider-Man is for boys. She still wears her Spider-Man stuff and plays with it. So who cares what everybody else thinks? And then I'll get over to Alia. I think it's Alia. Let him choose a new costume. My mother forced me once to wear a costume I hated, and I was so embarrassed by it, and it was my last Halloween. I've hated it ever since and refused to ever dress up again. These are very impressionable years.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Get him the, Jill, get him the backup costume. Even though, I mean, Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxies, it's not the newest movie anymore. I mean, he's a few years old now. But still, I mean, if he's self-conscious about wearing that, just give him a backup costume.
Exactly.
All right, guys, thanks for all the messages. We always appreciate that for Parental Confidential. Jill, thank you for your original message. We're going to take a quick break on PXY. PXY mornings, Moose, breezy, 53 and sunny for the high today. This was too good not to do it all over again. If you missed it from this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, it was all about the Halloween candy tax. We had a woman on the phone by the name of Liz, who doesn't only just tax her children's Halloween candy, her kids who are 7 and 10, but also she gives them an allowance and then taxes them on that as well.
Yeah.
And we were asking, who's down with this? Is this a good idea to tax your own children to teach them how the government works? If you missed that call, here's a clip of Liz explaining how things work in her house.
They're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life. Because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old, so they're old enough to understand. They get an allowance. They know that at the end of the week, they get $12.
Yeah.
Okay. But they receive only 9. They're owed 12, but they get 9.
You tax their allowance?
My God. That's hard up.
So then we had a lot of messages coming in and a couple of phone calls. And one of the calls happened to be with a woman named Demi.
Yeah.
Demi was completely against this. And some people said we made the mistake of putting Demi and Liz on the phone together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can imagine what happened, but take a listen.
Hi, morning, Moose and Breezy. This is Demi.
Hi, Demi.
Hi, Demi, you're on with us and you're on with Liz. What's your take on the candy tax?
Yeah, let's put things into some perspective. Kids these days have plenty of time to learn about taxes and 401ks and mortgages and all that crap. I mean, my kid is 6 years old. And I'm sorry, but what parent in their right mind, no offense, Elizabeth, is going to give me a freaking
Liz.
Break?
Oh, Liz.
Her name's Liz.
Okay, Liz. You know, what parent's going to force their kid to pay taxes? I mean, kids have one responsibility right now at these young ages.
Right.
It's to have fun, to create memories, especially in holidays. Not to, like, become stressed out little, you know.
I'm not stressing my children out. They're having candy.
You're not stressing your children out. You said that your 7-year-old freaks out every time.
Oh, that is true.
And then I give my 7-year-old some sugar, and then they're fine.
You're not you when you're hungry.
So then you're appealing them. How is that helpful? Because the real world doesn't do that. Now
it doesn't by giving them consolation trophies. The real world doesn't appease children by letting everyone win. Really?
That's true too.
I said when they become adults. Your whole point is that the whole taxes thing is to teach them when they become adults that you don't get free handouts. So
how did you learn about taxes when you got your paycheck?
Handout to appease their child.
Yeah. How did you learn about taxes?
So as they grow up, what's that going to be? They're going to pull up the cigarette.
Yeah. Hold on, Demi, Liz. Let's
great.
Girls. Okay, Demi, the girls are fighting.
Okay, hold on. I got to break you guys up for a second. As entertaining as this is, I want to each give you a chance to voice your opinion here on this.
We're moderating a debate.
Demi, finish off your point of what you're saying.
I mean, I basically think that I made the point. This is not a productive way to actually teach our children about these things. Their brains are not even developed enough at this age.
Right.
Yes, once they're teenagers, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree that they should be taught financial responsibility and all of those sorts of things. But this is just a perfect way to screw your kids up.
It is.
Oh, my God. This is the way to
Mm-hmm. You think it is?
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Well, I mean, screwing your kid up, you probably stick an iPad in their face at 4 years old, right? And they're pretty fast at functioning in technology. So I don't know what you think or how fast your children learn, but my children are pretty smart. So they're capable of learning about getting three less candies for Halloween and understanding that there's a compensation, okay? I don't know how you learned about your
castle. Three less candies when we're talking about 2 pounds and you're taking 25% is not three less candies. Way to completely diminish like the severity of what you are doing
listen,
to these children.
You're obviously, like most parents, you know, you're making a big thing out of it when actually it's a positive thing. I'm not traumatizing my kids.
I think you're big thing out of the fact that you are deflecting half of what I'm saying. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you know what?
Ladies,
oh my God,
ladies,
cut their mics.
Hey, Liz, you know, Liz, fine. Hold on a second. You guys, Elizabeth, hold on a second. Both of you, Demi and Liz, otherwise, I got to cut your mic. I appreciate you guys coming on and voicing your opinion. I think we can agree at this point. Demi, you are totally against the candy tax on Halloween and taxing your kids' allowance. Liz, you're clearly all for it. It seems to be working for you. So carry on.
Oh, girls.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a ridiculous thing. It's not actually going to keep them
ridiculous.
Anything other than to resent their mother.
Hey, okay. You're ridiculous. They don't resent me.
You're giving their
therapist be rich. Your children will be poor
as they get older.
Discuss it with your therapist.
Demi.
Because you're clearly affected. My children are great. They're responsible and financially sound by the time they're adults. Your children will probably still be working at some drugstore because they don't understand money.
This is getting personal.
Oh my God.
And it's not, it wasn't supposed to. So I'm going to split you guys up.
Yep.
Liz, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much this morning.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Liz, for your take.
Thank you.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Oh my Lord.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Hey, Demi, are you there?
I am here.
So, okay. Are you okay? I know this was a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? I'm fine. I mean, I feel sad for her children, honestly.
Those
kids are just not, she's not giving them an opportunity to be children. She's confusing them by the taking money away. And then that reward system with the sugar.
Yeah.
Like, it's just confusing.
I didn't know this was such a sensitive topic for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, does Liz really need to just take away her Kit Kat bar? So that teach a really important lesson to them? I mean, here's the reality. Liz, if you're cheap and you need a few extra bucks to get your own candy, I can Venmo you. You let me know.
Oh, God, that's so selfless of you.
Thank you for calling in, Demi, too. This was awesome. Thank you so much for the phone call this morning. I'm going to let you go, but have a great Halloween, okay?
You too.
Yikes. Well, that escalated quickly.
Could have never predicted that one to come. Not me screaming, cut their mics. Listen, there's a lot of people that are passionate about this topic on either side.
Who knew?
Yeah, right. This person says, having a psycho mom like that really makes you think there's other extreme parenting out there, and it's really quite sad. This person says, why is she talking about the candy tax? We're trying to keep that a secret as parents. This person says, parent tax was always a thing when I was growing up. It was fair game for fries, too. I'm 33. My parents have always done this around us. It was all said in great fun and not a serious manner.
It is now. And now you got parents like Liz taxing their kids' allowance. Here's $12. I'll take away $3. You're left with $9.
This person says, let kids be kids. Teach them when they are teenagers and get ready for an actual job and work field. Guess what? My kids give us candy from Halloween. It's called mom and dad tax. We share this. LOL, this mom just looks like she's looking for validation from other parents. For what?
And
if you
not
didn't
to mention,
question what you were doing, why would you care what people think in the first place?
Yeah, that's true too. Because if she's taking money away in taxes, are those kids getting that back at the end of the year?
Yeah, true.
Do they fill out a tax return?
When April comes around, are they seeing a little bit of that in a return? This person says, I take a chicken nugget tax. Am I a monster?
What are they claiming? What time is it? 9:51? Oh, it's time to have a drink. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.